Blackstone Audio presents Yankee Doodle Dixie by Lisa Patton. For Will and Michael, my most precious gifts, and to my adorable nieces Elise and Madeline. Chapter 1. It doesn't take a wizard to figure out the last thing a girl should do is go running hundreds of miles away from home to Vermont just because a man asks her to do so. It also doesn't take a pretty girl with pigtails and a pooch named Toto to tell you that there is absolutely, positively no place like home. Just thinking about wizards and terriers makes me wish I were Dorothy, sleepily opening my eyes to Auntie Em placing a cold rag on my forehead. In my case, it would be Kissy sitting at my bedside with a jumbo cold compress. "Wake up, baby," she'd say. "You just had a bad, bad dream." It was a dream, all right. It just wasn't mine. 14 months and a mound of heartache later, my compass is pointing south again, and my speedometer is creeping toward 80. Despite having 3 unlikely Vermont comrades helping me to find the road back, an old German wicked witch named Helga hindered that road, making it rockier than the Appalachian Trail not 20 miles from the front door of my Vermont inn. Not only did she swindle me out of both my business and my marriage, she despised my own terrier, a small, helpless Yorkie by the name of Princess Grace Kelly. Grace couldn't stand Helga either, probably one of the reasons her little heart finally pooped out. Even though she's forever buried up in the freezing cold north, I've got the cross from her grave sitting right here on the passenger seat next to me on our way back home. I can see home in the distance. The parallelogram of Tennessee on the welcome sign slowly emerges the closer I get. The February sun is setting to the right of it, and as I roll over the state line, my heart rate seems to slow down. A calm washes over me like...